With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The English language lives. The Random House Dictionary of the English Language, the first new single-volume unabridged dictionary since 1966, adds 50,000 new words and 75,000 new definitions. Stuart Flexner is the dictionary's editor-in-chief.
Their language is constantly growing and changing, and our life is constantly changing. It's been 20 years since there's been a new unabridged dictionary. So in those 20 years, we have a tremendous quantity of new ideas, which are all represented with words and new objects.
Flexner says, for example, the unabridged dictionary includes 1,000 words dealing with computers alone and 800 new words related to cooking and cuisine.
We didn't have the computer word for mouse. Moose we had for cooking, but we didn't have moose for hairspray. 20 years ago, man hadn't walked on the moon yet. We hadn't had the first Super Bowl. We didn't have microwaves. Very few people had ever seen a computer.
Stuart Flexner is head of a permanent Random House Dictionary staff of 30, which called on 400 consultants with expertise in special fields.
Every time we write a new definition, we send it out to these specialized consultants just to be sure that those people who are very deeply involved in the field, the experts, agree with our definition.
Words go into the dictionary, but rarely go out.
The unabridged dictionary just keeps growing. The older words, obviously, from the past that you find in the classics, you can't take out. And a lot of the words that may be dated now, we want to keep in because this is a dictionary of record.
The Random House Dictionary of the English Language, second edition, unabridged, weighs in at 13.5 pounds, with 315,000 entries, 2,500 pages, 1,400 illustrations, and a full-color world atlas. The regular edition lists for $79.95, with a leather-bound edition at $99.95. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It took a staff of 30 and 9 years of labor to produce the first unabridged single-volume dictionary of the English language in more than 20 years. Now the second edition of the Random House Unabridged Dictionary is in the bookstores with literally thousands of new words and definitions.
We do cover the complete English language, including Briticisms, Canadianisms, Australianisms, and so forth.
That's Stuart Flexner, editor-in-chief of the Random House Dictionary Department. He says that as words change, so does spelling.
Naive and naivete, for example, the diarces, the two dots we used to use, have almost disappeared. So now we are giving that as the most common use without the DRCs, although we show that as a variant.
The Random House Unabridged Dictionary does not shy away from slang, even that which disappears fast.
There is some ephemeral slang, let's say the Valley Girl talk of a few summers ago, but we have that in, and whether we'll drop some of that 15 or 20 years from now, I don't know.
Flexner says he'll be happy to hear from readers who spot errors in the dictionary.
Everything has been through six levels, six stages of editing and six stages of proofreading, six stages of copy editing. So there should be very few typos of any kind.
The Random House Dictionary of the English Language, second edition, unabridged, contains 315,000 entries, 2,500 pages, 1,400 illustrations, and a full-color world atlas. The regular edition lists for $79.95, with a leather-bound edition at $99.95. Despite confronting all those words, Stuart Flexner denies that dictionary work is boring or tedious.
Language is very exciting. It leads you to the world, it leads you to people, because all these words represent things that people think or feel. These are words that people laugh over and cry over.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.